Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of How to Escape from Prison, written by Dr. Paul Wood and read by Simon London. This book is dedicated to the memory of my mother, Mary Jean Wood, née Thomas. I just wish you'd lived to meet my wife, Mary Ann, and your grandchildren, Brax and Gordy. They would have loved you so much. Prologue. The walls were pink and were crowding in on me. There was nothing in the space except a bench with a blanket and a stainless steel toilet. The door had a small hole through which, every now and then, an eye would peer at me. Then the eye would disappear and I'd be alone again. I was numbed by the drugs I had taken earlier that fateful day, but not so numb that I couldn't remember the events in detail, and not so numb that I couldn't feel the first panicky stirrings of withdrawal. Every addict is prone to the gnawing imperative of their cravings. For me, as for most addicts, drugs were an escape from reality. I had never needed the means to escape reality more than I needed them now. But part of that inexorable reality was the knowledge there would be no escape, physical or mental. From time to time, panic or restlessness would drive me to my feet, and I would pace from wall to wall. 1, 2, 3 paces, turn around, 1, 2, 3 paces back. Experiencing no relief, I would curl up on the bench again. I lay there, balled up, feeling trapped, buffeted by waves of sick realization. Everyone who has ever made a major mistake in their lives, and that's everyone, knows the feeling when you suddenly become conscious of the terrible momentum of time and how it can't be halted, let alone reversed. Sometime after midnight, there was a clatter of keys in the lock. "Someone here to see you," the cop said. I was handcuffed and led to an interview room. Sitting there on one side of the cheap formica table, his eyes downcast and his shoulders hunched, was my father. He looked up as I entered, handcuffed and wearing the white paper overalls they give you when they take your clothes for forensic analysis. I slumped into the chair opposite him, and the cop took up a position next to the door. "What happened?" Dad asked. I didn't know how to answer. I wanted to tell him that whatever he had heard, it wasn't true. Or I wanted to tell him that it hadn't happened the way the police had likely told him it had. I wanted to say it wasn't my fault. I wanted to say sorry, to apologize for heaping another blow on top of the blow he had just suffered. I wanted to promise to make amends for the hurt and misery I could see in his eyes. I don't think I said anything. Something was itching above my eyebrow. I lifted my hand and scratched. I saw Dad glance at the cuffs. I felt something crusty where I was scratching. I looked at my fingernail and recognized dried blood beneath it. I saw other flecks of blood on my arms, the smear of blood on my wrists where I had tried to wash them. I felt sick. "I can't talk about it," I said, nodding in the direction of the cop. "Not until I've spoken to a lawyer." When Dad had gone, my two older brothers came in, one at a time. I didn't have much to say to them either, especially since it had occurred to me that they were only being let in to see me because the police thought I might open up to them. They wished me good luck. My older brother John gave me some prison advice. "Keep your head down and don't stand out. Be a grey man, somebody nobody notices." Back in the cell, I realized that's what I'd become, a grey man. All that promise and potential had been snuffed out, and I was just a husk. The faint excitement someone my age, I was just 18, should feel in contemplating their many possible futures was gone. I knew what my future held. Prison. I didn't know how long I would be spending there, but I knew it was going to be many years. It might as well have been the rest of my life. My name is Paul Wood, and I am a free man. What I didn't know then, but have come to realize, is that I had been in prison for many years before I was ever locked up. It's one of the rich ironies of my life's journey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?